Have a question for Lou?
The hot water faucet, we get that sound.
Maybe a concern.
I'm fearing black mold like a huge hairy armpit.
Or maybe you've got a bunch.
I could think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Just give us a call. He's all yours.
So, I'm sorry, we're completely out of time.
Here he is now, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
That's funny. Hi, it's 7:15 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by the Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Company, by Espoma Organic Lawn Fertilizers. It's a big stretch! By ChevyDriveChicago.com and by ComEd, powering lives. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to Lindsay. Good morning to Joe. Good morning to Don. Nice to have all you people here. Nice to have you in the studio, Joe.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good morning to all of you. Welcome back from your weekend. Is this a weekend you're on?
I am gracing you with my presence.
Thank you.
Weekend.
And then you're off next weekend, or
yep.
What's going on?
No, smarty pants. I'm here till middle June.
Another wedding.
It is wedding season.
And then I got to go. You and Joe, we have to give you one of the Comrex devices so you can chime in, because you would. That's the thing is,
I would love to.
Yeah. Here I am in my hotel room. Good morning. You're before. Missing a break. Go to a call. Do this.
While she's trying to control her daughters, too,
right,
in the hotel
exactly.
room.
Right.
I've done it before, Joe.
That is true. Well, nice to have you all here this morning. House Smarts Radio here until 10 o'clock this morning. And John Williams is off. He's talking to Thomas Jefferson today. He's as one of those sold-out shows this morning. And so we're excited for John. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. I have put in a request. Neither one of you, Don or Joe, have been to one of his shows. Have you with the president?
No, they're always Saturday mornings.
That's what I said. Yeah. I go, could we do a show like at 1, you know, or 2? How about an afternoon show? So he said he might look into that, because I said we would. I will. You know what? If he does an afternoon show, I'm buying us all a ticket. We're going to go.
Yeah.
I'm buying.
Okay.
Awesome, right?
Yeah.
And we'd all go. We'd have a little cheering section.
Heck yeah.
We're like, Thomas Jefferson, you stink! You know, where you're like heckling the former dead president.
Right. So, you're only the fourth best president.
Yeah, right. You, whatever.
John Williams sent us.
You're right, right. Exactly. Well, we're going to take your calls today, and we're also going to talk a little bit later on this morning with one of the senior communications marketing people over at Brohn, the company that makes exhaust fans, ventilation systems for your homes. And but more importantly, I want to hear from all of you this morning. Here's Mary in Springfield. Mary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a storm door that closes so fast that it's dangerous. And I've tried to adjust the pneumatics. Is that what those things are called?
Yeah, the closer.
The closer. And there's one on the top and one on the bottom. And isn't there like a screw at one end that you can adjust?
Right.
If you tighten it, I can't get it. Okay.
Have you done that?
I've tried to adjust it, and it doesn't seem like anything is happening one way or the other.
All right. Well, are you home now?
I am.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. When I'm done chatting, I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to go and try and fix this. And if it doesn't work, then we got to replace the closers. I want you to take a Phillips screwdriver.
Okay.
And on both of those closers, there's a screw on the very end of it. Okay,
okay,
there she is with the door. And I want you to tighten that screw all the way. Not super tight, just tight till it stops. So
okay,
righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. You're going clockwise.
Right.
And you're gonna
that righty-tighty, lefty-loosey doesn't work so good upside down.
That's, well, true. But I want you to go to the right clockwise when you're looking at the screw.
And tight.
All the way. Not super tight, just till it stops.
Okay.
Then it's not going to close at all.
Oh.
Then I want you to take both of those and go counterclockwise one complete revolution on both of them.
Okay.
So you're going to pay attention to how the screw is set up, and you're going to turn it one revolution counterclockwise, and then you're going to open and you're going to close the door and see what happens. And if it's like, it's really not closing, then half a revolution, both screws, And we're going to come back to you in a little bit and see how that worked out for you. All right, Mary? Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Back to your host of House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Virginia is in Oswego. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. The sun was shining. It looked pretty good, but it's getting a little cloudy, I think, now.
I got to tell you, here downtown at our beautiful studios here at WGN Radio, you know, we're way up high, and as I turn around and I look at the lake, and I mean, literally, you literally can see the lake beautifully in the morning. There's so much fog, I can barely see the building next to us.
Oh, well, maybe it'll get better.
Let's hope so.
Okay, my problem. If I turn into my driveway, like I'm going into the garage, I have an asphalt driveway.
Okay.
My left upper corner is getting real thin and crumbly, and the downspout used to wash across that area, and I had the downspout changed, but now that area is crumbly, and I have a hole in the asphalt which goes down to the gravel, and I'm just wondering what should I have somebody come and just replace that area?
How big is that area, would you say?
I would say it's probably about 3 feet by 3 feet or 4 feet.
Okay, so it's not a huge area.
No, it's not a huge area.
You know, the thing is, you're not going to get an asphalt company to come out and do this. They're just going to be like, lady, we have no time. But you may get like a handyman service or, you know, somebody to come out. It's a pretty easy fix to do. And I'll give you some advice. So, I mean, you're in Oswego. So, I mean, you've got a couple choices. You could try something like Home Advisors or Angie's List in your area. You could do the NARI website and look for some general repair area. What I want the person to do is to literally take an asphalt saw blade that they'll put on a circular saw. And that area where, you know, that 3 foot by 3 foot area, I want them to cut that like a square. So I've got two square edges against the rest of the driveway. Then we're going to remove all of the loose asphalt that's there, you know, the loose material. And if there's any kind of gravel underneath there, with a tamper, they're going to tamp that down. And what I'm hoping for is at least a couple of inches, if not more, of asphalt that you have to put back in, okay?
Okay.
There's a brand new product that came out maybe about a year and a half ago that I really like for patching asphalt, called Aqua Fault.
Aqua Fault?
Yes.
F-A-U-L-T?
P-H-A-L-T. Aqua Fault. Yeah, Aqua Fault.
P-H-A-L-T, okay.
Aqua. It is a, crazy enough, it's a non-toxic asphalt patch that you pour into the hole, and then you activate it with water, and you tamp it down with a tamper. And and it works great, and it is awesome. You may need to buy a couple of these buckets. Your local Ace can special order it for you, and it costs a little bit more, but it's really easy to use, and I think that's the way you should go.
Okay, is that good for cracks too in the asphalt?
Not good for thin cracks. You're going to use a product called Blackjack, which is a crack filler, almost like in a caulk tube. And then once you do all this, you know, you fill those cracks and you patch this hole, you can have the whole driveway resealed with the same product, Blackjack.
Okay, so it's called Blackjack, and that is for cracks.
Asphalt crack filler.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got it.
Virginia, have a lovely day. Let's hope the sun comes out and shines a little bit for all of us. We'll be right back. I was just handed this from Lindsay because, you know, I don't know my geography about Sweden and Switzerland. If you're in Switzerland, you're never more than 10 miles from a lake. In Sweden, the official language is Swedish. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band. No, that's Sweden. Yeah, Swedish. Yeah.
I'm so confused. Are you talking about Switzerland or Sweden?
That was Sweden. Okay. Wait a minute. Are you Swedish when you're from Switzerland, or are you Swedish
when you're Swiss from... when you're from Switzerland?
Okay, wait a minute. ABBA is probably the best-known Swedish band.
Right, they're from
Sweden. That's on my Sweden sheet.
Yeah, they're from Sweden. That's correct.
So you're Swiss when you're from Sweden?
No.
So when you're from Switzerland, you're what?
You're Swiss.
You're Swiss. And when you're from Sweden...
You're a Swede.
You're a Swede. Oh, Swedish. Mamma mia, here I go. So last night, we went down to the lab school at University of Chicago, where we have a nephew, Eli, who starred in the Mamma Mia musical that they produced. Tonight is closing night. It was the most fun show that you and I were talking about this driving in this morning. It's like a no-brainer for a high school to do because the music is so great. And to my nephew, Eli, who is this handsome, wonderful young man, was awesome. He played Skyler, the boy that the girl marries or doesn't marry, if you haven't seen the play. But these kids were so talented, and the costumes and the music. Here, you, Lindsay, you would love this. They not only had all the kids sing on stage, but they also had a live orchestra, a couple of piano players, drummer, bass player, guitar player, but then they had singers like supporting the music. So when the whole company would sing, it just filled the theater, and it was hilarious. It was such a great show. And we were, you know, we had this huge Eli fan club that was there, and a whole bunch are coming tonight. So good job, E. Awesome. You were fantastic. And
Mamma Mia.
It was really, really fun. So if you're heading there, if you know people that are in that production, I don't know if there's any tickets available, but at University of Chicago, it was great. And then earlier in the week, my other nephew was Michael Banks in Mary Poppins at his play production, eighth grade play production, which was really, really good as well. So a bunch of talented kids. All right, let's see. Mary, you're back on the line with your storm door. What's the status?
For the last year, that thing has been nettling me, and now it's fine. I mean, I was going to buy a whole new door.
Mary, say nice things about me in Springfield.
You know what? It's not like you haven't helped me out, like, easily a dozen times. And I don't know why I waited so long to call you. Probably because, you know, I'm so far away now.
Well, if I was if I was not on Seattle Sutton, I would come down there and you could take me out for a horseshoe.
A horseshoe, yes.
Right?
Yes. Thank you so much, Lou. I really, really appreciate it.
You got it, Mary. I appreciate you calling this morning as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We go from one Mary to another Mary who's in Princeton. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I had a house fire in November. A maintenance fellow actually started my furnace on fire.
Oh, no.
And
Everybody's okay?
Yes, thank you. There are many blessings. My cats were fine. No one was hurt. Most of the damage, all of the damage, really was smoke throughout the house. I have a two-story Craftsman bungalow. What I'm dealing with right now, I've had excellent restoration people in, but all of my replacement windows, and this is an old house, windows were replaced, you know, three or four different times when my parents lived here.
Right.
And all of the replacement windows have a haze on them that just seems to be impossible to remove. And the mirrors also have that same kind of haze. The original glass windows that are still in the house are as clear as can be. So I'm wondering if you know of anything that can take this haze off this window. So far, no luck with what they've tried cleaning them, and of course the mirrors the same way.
You have a piece of paper and a pencil. I have the product for you.
Yes.
Okay. It's called Bright and Clean. B-R-I-T-E. Bright and Clean.
Okay.
actually, you've got a really good Ace Hardware store down there in Princeton.
And yes, we do.
If they don't stock it, I know for a fact it's in the Princeton warehouse at Ace. So they
Oh my gosh, great.
They can get it. And it's a powder, Mary, and okay. It was invented mm-hmm. by a glass fabricator in San Diego. You take this powder, and you want to get a couple of microfiber towels. They mm-hmm. the Bright and Clean people sell the microfiber towels too, but you can just get any kind of microfiber. As far as I'm concerned, you're gonna get that wet with warm water, the microfiber. So wet, I mean wet, and then you're gonna wring it out. Then you're gonna take some of this powder and you're gonna put it onto the microfiber, and then mm-hmm. with medium pressure. Now you don't have to push like crazy. In a circular motion, you're going to use this on the glass, and you're going to use this on the mirror, and the haze is going to come away.
Oh, my goodness.
How's the odor in the smoke odor?
They've done a fantastic job with that. So,
okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, this is just perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad everybody is fine. That's the most important thing, right?
It is.
All the other stuff we can replace.
That's right. Thank you again, Lou.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. You know, I got, I think I mentioned on the air that I got rear-ended, right? When my car is still in the shop, they're fixing it. And when I got rear-ended, you know, the guy, when I got out of the car and I go around there, you know, you and I were talking off the air about how you were going through security and somebody knew you worked for me and that kind of helped you out. And when I got out of the car after the guy smashed into the back of my car, a guy two cars away goes, "Hey, Lou Manfredini, I love you on WGN." Right? He waves to me. I'm like, "Thanks." You know, my car's all smashed. I lost my driver's license. I finally went to go get the rental car.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to go get the rental car mm-hmm. because I've been traveling so much that the insurance company's like, "Oh, you can get a rental car." I'm like, "Yeah, no reason for me to get it because I'm traveling so much." And so Tuesday was the day I go to get the rental car. And I was traveling back from, where was I, Monday night, somewhere. I'm in
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. I'm on the plane coming back, and I go, "I'm going to pick up the car in the morning." I verified with them via email, and I go, "Oh, my wallet, there's no driver's license." Where's my driver's license? I never take my driver's license out because when I travel, I'm a global entry guy, mm-hmm. and that's what I use, my global entry card. Can't figure out where my license is.
You still don't have it?
Hold on. I'm thinking I was in Las Vegas. I remember using it. I email. This is all on the plane. I emailed the hotel, and within an hour, they got back to me. "No, sorry, we don't have it." Maybe I lost it at the airport, and so I registered a lost and found thing for TSA. They have a thing on their website trying to find it. Nothing. Go to get the rental car. Can't give you the rental car. My wife drops me off. I go, "I have a picture of my credit card on my phone. And they said, "No, you got to have it. How do we know?" I go, "All right." They goes, "Oh, but we'll drive you to the DMV. It was Enterprise. You know, they'll pick you up." So they drive me to the DMV. And, you know, there's a huge line. I'm thinking, "Oh, my." And I had the busiest day. Like, I had, you know, now I'm going to be late for everything. How long was I in the DMV to get my driver's license?
Tell me.
15 minutes.
That's amazing.
So here's the thing. Dropping. So now when I'm in line, I'm going, "What do I need? You need something with your picture. And you need a FOID, or you need something with your signature and your address." So I had my global entry, and I have a FOID card, which is a gun owner's card that has my signature. I hand it to the guy, and he goes, "All right, well, this is good." He goes, "But we don't take the FOID card." I go, "It's a state agency. What do you mean you don't take that?" He goes, "I don't make the rules." I'm thinking, oh, no. Right then and there, this lady next to him says, "Are you Lou Manfredini?" The lady behind the counter. I go, "I am." And I turn to the guy, I go, "She's a state employee and just verified my identity."
Hey, that works.
Guy goes, "All right, sign this, blah, 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 whatever." 15 minutes, in and out. That Jesse White has those. It's super efficient. It was amazing. It was amazing.
It's great. Mine expires soon, and it's like the thing you always dread.
I called Enterprise. They came back and picked me up.
It's awesome.
It was great.
You're giving everybody an out now. They're just going to slip a fiver to the person behind them and be like, "Hey, can you say, oh,
no,
my
no,
God,
it was the state.
Person.
It was the state employee that said it. It was not just a person in line, which was pretty funny. It was, "Look, I love you on WGN."
And that's funny because the random people don't think you're really Lou Manfredini.
Right. Right. Well, then as I left, the guy goes, I thought you were Lou Manfredini. I go, I am. Nice to see you. We'll be right back.
Hey, you can't do everything. Sometimes you need a little help. That's where Lou comes in, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
You're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 7:55 in the morning. What happened to this guy? You don't hear from this guy anymore. I like this song.
Me too. Philip Phillips.
Yeah. I would have changed that name. I wouldn't have gone with that. Philip Phillips.
Well, I like it. I think
it's like a radio name.
You know,
Phil Phillips in the morning.
Although, keep going.
Jim is in Cary. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I heard you sit there talking to another lady. I just caught the tail end of it. But my issue is with the asphalt driveway, and I park my car to the side, and there is a depression in the asphalt because of parking the car there. And it's not big enough to sit there and, you know,
It's not like, deep enough to put something like to float it.
Right. I can't sit there and take like some filler and put it in, you know, cut it out and fill it in. I just need something to make it level. So like maybe 3/4 of an inch to make it level where the car tires sit. You know, because you sit there, you pull in to the same place, and there's a depression in all those places.
Yeah, there's not like a skim coat for asphalt like that that you could use that would look good, and you
right.
would and
no.
you would be better off in that in your scenario there, because that depression is not coming from the asphalt compressing. It's the it's the gravel underneath it.
It's the weight of the car.
Correct.
You know.
Right. But right. It's ultimately it's the stone underneath theirs. So if it were me,
okay.
Just like when I mentioned to that lady, the better way to fix this, if you want to do this yourself, is to buy a couple of a masonry blades. If you have a circular saw,
I got that.
You got all that. Okay.
Yeah.
So then cut out a section. So what I would recommend you do is where that area where the tire is, go double in, like towards the center, right? And cut that out so that you've got a little more gravel exposed, and take all that asphalt out of there. Then add some additional gravel, like a crushed stone, and with a tamper, tamp it down really, really well.
Right. So there's no... there's no product that would sit there and make it level, and all I can do is sit there and patch it.
Right. If you, there are patches that you could use that the black color won't match, and the problem is it'll look smooth, right? I mean, imagine if you've ever patched drywall, what that looks like when you go on.
Oh yeah, I've done plenty of drywall.
All right, so the texture won't look the same. And so it'll be more noticeable, and ultimately it's just going to peel.
Well, yeah, no. So basically I have to sit there and just cut it out and replace it. There's no, like,
no aggregate that you could put on there that would match the color that I think you'd be happy with. And long term with our climate, it's just going to peel up and cause more of a problem for you. So cut it out, put that Aquafault product that I told you or mentioned earlier, which I think will really do a nice job for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Just bumping up against time here.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section. And he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't give anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my feathers.
Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, Ace Hardware, Hermaseal Basement Systems, and NSS Exteriors. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. Lindsay producing, Don Kleppen on news, Joe Brand doing sports. We're happy to have you with us on Saturday mornings. Get back to your phone calls. Kevin's in Chicago. Kevin, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm calling about encasement windows. I've got a fog between the two panes, and I'm wondering if there's some way to fix that without having to replace these windows.
Tell me again now, what is the issue? The fog in between the glass?
Yeah, there's a fog between the glass that you can't get to because it's sealed in there.
Right. So there's a couple companies in the Chicagoland area that do this. And I have no direct experience with them, and I've heard from people that have had work done by them, and they've said it's worked. It's about $90 to $100. They come in. I think they drill a hole in the side of it, and they use some sort of vacuum to pull it all out and reseal it as it seals out. And people have been really happy with the results. How many windows do you have?
There's four altogether that have the issue.
So it's a $400 proposition. I don't know what kind of warranty you get, but I know people have done it. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. I'm going to have Lindsay give you the name of the company off the air just so you can contact them and see what's going on there. Let's talk to Mark, who's in Skokie. Mark, you're on WGN.
Hey, happy weekend, Lou.
Yeah, how about it?
Yeah, when are our ball clubs going to have a Lou Manfredini bobblehead day? I think you're due for one.
Well, I did get a bobblehead once for my birthday from Lindsay. You had one.
I did do that.
You had two of them made. So
okay.
that was kind of the thing that my son used to say. I'm going to know, Dad, you made it when you have a bobblehead made. So Lindsay helped me make it. I just put you on hold because for some reason we have a weird echo. Let me try that again. Mark, one more time.
Is this Lou Manfredini?
This is.
We need a bobblehead day for Lou.
Yeah, you told me all that. Did you have a question?
Sure did. I'm celebrating my 50th class reunion. I'm telling all my friends to listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you.
And being a guy, and with all our ex-friends and everything, ex-girlfriends, I know what a duvet is. I know what fuchsia is. But what the heck is a jealousy door window?
Remember the windows that the doors that had the series of glass that kind of look like siding that stacks on it, and then you crank it open and they open up like an awning? That's a jalousied window.
Oh, what's the pronunciation of that thing?
Jalousied. A jalousied window, and it pulls open. Somehow, Mark, I think you were setting me up for something, so I'm putting you on hold. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I am talking to Karen, and we'll meet. Karen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. You've helped me before with my limestone. And this time, last summer, a group had a dinner at our house, and they brought Chinese food. And when the dinner was over, they evidently took the leftovers in a plastic bag that had holes in the bottom or something, and there are drips all along my walk from the back, way back, to the front. And I've tried everything I could think of, degreasers, spick and span. I've scrubbed it, and nothing works.
This is from a year ago.
It was last summer, yeah. I've been working with it.
And it's limestone or it's concrete?
Limestone.
I have one more cleaner for you to try. Full strength is a product called Challenger. Where are you? In Wilmette? Okay. If you go, so go to The hardware store there in town should have it. Challenger is the name of the... It comes in a spray bottle. Spray it on there. Let it sit there for maybe 10 minutes or so, and then use a stiff nylon bristled brush and scrub it, rinse it, and that's as good as it's going to get.
Okay. Do you think that through the years it'll just kind of wear off, that the stains?
I mean, it should have done that already.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that it's limestone, but I mean, that is, that absolutely is, should come out. And that's the kind of stuff with a lot of things, Karen, that you want to try and get on right away. Because once it sets in there, you know, limestone is a pretty porous stone. And if it gets in too deep, that discoloration is there and it's hard to eliminate. And, you know, when I get calls from people like you, and you're like, oh, this happened a few months ago, it's always important to get it as quickly as possible to try and mitigate any staining long term. But I think the Challenger, you have a really good chance of it. Just scrub it, as I mentioned, let it sit there for 10 minutes or so, and then rinse it, and hopefully it'll improve. Thanks so much for the phone call. 8:18 in the morning. We'll be right back.
I got guns in my head, and they won't go. Spirits in my head, and they won't go. I got guns in my head, and they won't go. Spirits in my head, and they won't.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
The stars tonight. Pete McMurray and Jane Manzouras are coming up today at 10 o'clock for John Williams this morning. So stay tuned for them filling in. It's always nice to hear Pete and Jane on WGN Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mary's in Palos Park. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I have a question. If you could give some advice on an etched-stained concrete basement floor.
Okay.
Or whatever other option, polished concrete?
What is it that you want to do?
We want to get we're getting estimates on application for someone to do this for us. It's around 860 square feet to apply it to a basement floor.
Okay, and you just want to, and the concrete now is in decent shape. You just want to cover it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Here's the thing with that is that it looks nice. I mean, the stain or the etching, you know, kind of blends in. It's really nice. It's pretty expensive to have it done. I mean, look, I'm all about telling you when you can do stuff yourself and when you should be hiring a contractor. But if you can paint, I think you can do this yourself.
Mm.
Okay?
It's just with applying the etching, you know, you don't have to use etching.
Hear me out. Rust-Oleum. The fine folks at Rust-Oleum, based in Vernon Hills, Illinois, make a concrete staining product under their Rock Solid brand.
Okay.
That's pretty easy to do. I mean, it's a couple of steps, but
okay.
instead of spending, you know, $3 to $4 a square foot to have someone come in and do all this, you can buy, you know, 2-3 gallons of this stuff and probably get it all done for $300 and a weekend and take the rest of the money and spend a weekend downtown.
Absolutely.
Right?
All right. Perfect.
Rock Solid by Rust-Oleum.
Got it.
Mary, thank good luck. You. Appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with, let's go to Carrie in Sycamore. Hey, Carrie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Lou. Hey, not my major question, but I was walking the dog when you mentioned the asphalt repair product. What's the name of that?
It's called Aqua Fault. P-H-A-L-T.
Excellent.
It's really amazing stuff. Actually, didn't we shoot a video that you have that we shot on a phone or something of me doing it?
But then there's one on HouseSmartsTV.com.
Yeah, there's one of me showing it how to do that. Maybe we should repost that on Instagram. Sure. Can you repost that? We'll repost the thing if you follow me on Instagram doing that as well. But what's your other question?
Sounds perfect for me. So my other question is, I've got a Avonite counter. It's older. It's a synthetic, I guess now you call it cultured marble countertop. And somebody did something stupid, meaning me, and put something really hot on it, and I got a crack. The crack's not that even noticeable because of color. It's just that I know there's like a gel coat on top, and I'm worried it might get worse. So what can I do about that? Who would do it? I've seen online there's like kits, repair kits, but I don't think I want to do it myself. I want to look nice, you know.
Well, I mean, that Avonite is it's a solid surface material, right? So it's like Corian. That gel coat is not it's a polished finish.
Okay.
So that color and that you see in Avonite goes all the way through. And is the crack like a surface crack?
It's thin. It goes it goes from where somebody put the pot on there and
somebody you're asking for a friend, right?
Exactly.
Right.
It goes all the way through.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Because you can see it on the edge, but it's thin. It's not very thick, but I mean, stuff will get in there. I'm afraid it'll just get worse. Like I said, I mean, it doesn't look horrible because of the color and everything, but I just don't want it to get any worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it does go all the way through because it goes to the edge and it's cracked. You know, the whole height of the countertop.
Right. Okay. A couple things. You're going to have to go to a solid surface countertop fabricator. I don't, out in Sycamore, I honestly don't know anybody off the top of my head to go to, but even if they're like a Corian dealer or something like that, okay, those patch kits available, they're going to fill in the material with a bonding, you know, it's essentially a glue, but it is the countertop in liquid form, and then it will bond it back together. But then they're going to have to come in and sand it and polish it, and they'll probably end up doing the entire top.
Okay.
This is not an inexpensive proposition.
No. What I cooked that night was pork carnitas with my new sous vide machine, and they were wonderful, but Moira says that's the most expensive pork carnitas we'll ever eat in our life.
Well, here's the thing. When you do get it all fixed, then have it again, and then the cost will go down by half. You just keep making it, and it'll work out great. So look for a solid surface countertop fabricator out by you. Carrie, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Okay, people, picture this. You're walking into a smorgasbord of vanities. Tom, you clearly know we like choices here. I mean, it must be the biggest selection in Chicagoland. Every imaginable style and all the newest colors. I know in the past I couldn't always do an entire renovation at the same time, but just adding a stylish vanity with a granite or quartz top can add such rich to an entire room. With over 800 vanities in stock, you are going to find just the one to freshen up your bathroom. It's why I'm always anxious to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
You know what I was supposed to say before you spoke about that was the problem is you've been gone. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind, what I'm supposed to say is, oh, it's time now to hear from Lindsay, what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet. So now I'm going to say, like, we're going to make this, we'll fix this. This won't be on the air.
Okay.
I'll say, thanks, Lindsay, for telling us what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Can't touch this.
I've got a white Corian sink, but there's that gray spidering.
Can't touch this.
A couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died.
The tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Break it down.
Oh, nice. Did you put that in the lease? Feel free to let the dog urinate inside the apartment.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes.
And House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hey, Don, I know that you have a shadow in there today, right? Maple is in there with you today.
That's
watching
correct.
The whole thing. That
She's my shadow.
She may be, working with us.
Good
morning. How are you? Working with us? I'm worried that I'm scaring her away.
No, she's
like, she'll be like, wait, does he jump in like that all the time and ask me questions about who's going to be mayor? Is that something nobody did? Todd didn't tell me about that.
No, she is doing a slightly nervous dance like when you do jump in, but there's a smile. There is a smile when it happens.
Well, and then I was thinking, you have a lovely name, Maple, which is so unique. But then I was thinking, normally with someone like that, Maple, you wouldn't have a nickname. But now I think I want to have a nickname for you if we start to work. So are you open to that if we, once our relationship gets established?
Absolutely. Most of my family and friends call me Mapes.
Mapes
is the...
See, now, so here, this is where my, see, this is where my head was going through. I was like, Maple, that's a cool name, right? So I was thinking, Sweet. Hey, Sweet, right? Like Maple, right? But maple then I'm syrup? Thinking, we don't know each other well enough. Like, that would be a thing, right?
You can't do it. Absolutely. Right.
Or Vermont.
I was going to say Vermont.
Right. Just Vermont. Why does he call you Vermont? Well, my name is Maple. Right?
That could work, too.
Right? And this, then it's not like a thing, right. Like, you can't call her Sweet. We're going to go right to HR. You know what I mean? So, Maple, I'm just setting you up that, you know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Right, Joe?
Yeah, just, Maple, make sure you're all studied up on your Baltimore Orioles recent history, okay? Don't want to be blindsided with that.
Who was the famous Oriole that played in a million games?
Cal Ripken Jr.
Cal Ripken Jr., right? How many games?
That's who.
You know what his nickname was?
No.
The Iron Man.
There you go. See?
Yes.
It was over 2,100, I'm pretty sure. I don't know the exact number.
Right. It's a big number. This is the kind of stuff we need to know about. Yeah, more Baltimore Orioles history coming up after the next hour. So nice to have you here, Maple and Don.
Thank you so much.
Joe and Vermont. I'm going to come up with all kinds of little Maple things. We can come up with a whole type of thing, right?
Because I'm sure she's never heard that
before. Probably not. Vermont, definitely not.
What happened to Maple? She quit.
Vermont, though, she said definitely not. Hey, you've got
Vermont.
An original.
I got
there.
That, right? Yeah, and this guy, this old guy that does the Fix-It show, he calls me Vermont. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your calls, joining me on the phone line right now is Dave Jones. He is the Senior Marketing Communications Manager for Brone. Their website is brone-newtone.com. Dave, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio on WGN.
Morning, Mr. Mayor.
Right. My first act is that everybody has to have a Brone fan in their home. That's it. That's a new ordinance we've just passed in Chicago. It's now your number one market, but it probably already is.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
You guys are a Midwestern company right out of Wisconsin, just a little bit northwest of Milwaukee. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. We've been born and raised here. We were founded in kind of the Milwaukee area and then moved out about an hour west of the city in the 50s and have been there ever since. Got about 800 or so employees right there in Hartford, Wisconsin.
That's awesome. And how long has the Brone Company been in existence? Give me a little history lesson, if you don't mind.
Yep. So 1932, Brone came to existence, and then we, later on in life, merged with Newtone, and they started in 1936. So between those two businesses, we've been around for a very, very long time.
I think anybody in an old Chicago two-flat or an old Chicago bungalow probably has seen in that old kitchen that their grandmother maybe had that round fan that was either mounted on the wall or right at the ceiling towards the wall, which was really your first foray into the fan business, right?
It was everyone's first foray into the fan business. We invented the category back then. And, yeah, you're right. I remember growing up with one myself outside of Milwaukee, and I had no idea what it was, and now I find myself working here. So it was a cool story.
Do you, I've had the pleasure of being up in that factory and getting a little tour up there, but is there a room somewhere where you have some of that old stuff on display where people can see it all?
There is. We're looking to expand it a little bit. We've got some really cool stuff. Way back when, we were into, believe it or not, blenders that you mounted in your countertop. Just some weird stuff from back in the 70s. Intercom systems, all kinds of fun stuff.
Wow.
We got a little display there of that stuff, yeah.
That's neat. So I think most people are familiar with Brone. I mean, you are the leading exhaust fan company. I think I remember reading somewhere about how many millions and millions and millions of homes have your products in them. But you're so much more than just, like a bath exhaust factory of making this stuff. Talk to me a little bit about some of the other things you guys are making at Brone.
Right. So we kind of talked about, kicked it off there with that original range hood, and now that's actually morphed into the range hoods that we all see in our homes and apartments and flats. Outside of that, we also do
bath fans and all sorts of sizes and different technologies that are involved in those. And we do fresh air systems, bringing fresh air into your home rather than circulating that old air as houses get tighter these days and have for a while now. We're kind of getting into the entire, or have been in the entire whole home ventilation category. So bringing air in, getting the air out.
Well, you know, we hear all the time about the quality of the indoor air quality, both in the buildings that we work in, but in our homes as well. And managing that, as you talked about with that envelope, is so important. And so that is something I know that I had the chance to look at some of the, you know, you've got some innovations coming out to really sort of manage all that, both, you know, from top to bottom. And that seems to be a huge growth area in the home industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of that connected technologies and making things work automatically, we've got some products that have what we call sense air in them, and they'll sense the humidity in the air and turn the fan on and off for you. You don't have to worry about it. It just automatically works.
Right.
And it's one of those kind of things that we don't often think about. You can't see the particles in the air, so unless there's smoke, and so we don't think about it, but these fans just operate automatically, which is a really great help for homeowners.
I think that's so critical because, you know, when it comes to mildew and mold, you know, it's the kind of thing that can slowly develop, and then all of a sudden you're looking at it going, wait, where did this come from? And really, without even knowing it, it's been something that you've been helping to, you know, incubate because of the lack of ventilation. And you know, a lot of times I think, Dave, that people think, oh, yeah, I wish I had a fan. It's just too much to install. I just can't do it. But it's really not that difficult of an installation
right.
to do.
It's very easy to do. A lot of our products are now able to install from the room side. You don't have to get it into your attic. You don't have to do any crazy wiring. It's all done right from inside the room. And even that, you don't have to replace the whole thing itself. We have kits where you can replace just the motor or just the fan itself. You can replace even the cover and add a light or give it a little bit of a decorative upgrade. There's a lot that we can do here without doing a full remodel of your bathroom.
One of the other things that my notes are telling me that we want to touch on is energy efficiency and a designation that you folks at Brohn were just given, which I know you're all very proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. We are the Energy Star Partner of the Year this year. That's really exciting for us. A huge number of our products are Energy Star certified. And in fact, they're 3 times more efficient than what Energy Star requires for that certification. So I guess to put it in perspective, you could run one of our super energy efficient fans every day, all day, 24 hours a day, the whole year, and it'll cost you all of $20.
Yeah.
So it's definitely extremely energy efficient.
Yeah, I think that's a big, you know, a lot of people, you know, I think lose sight of the fact that, you know, fan motors really do not use a ton of energy. And, you know, that constant movement of that air is how you make things better. You know, if it's just constantly on, off. Now, you know, with a bath fan, obviously you don't need to run a bath fan when you're at work all day long, but I know you guys are into EVRs and fresh air intakes on HVAC systems, and those fans just improve the indoor air quality so much, and it just is, it's pennies to operate.
Absolutely right. Yeah, bring in that fresh air from outside, filter it. It doesn't cost much, and it'll improve the quality of your life. You know, I can't even tell you how many times over. And just to not even have to clean grout in your bathtub, imagine that.
Yeah.
That right there sells me on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that you got a bunch of Bucks fans up there in your factory in Hartford and with your staff there. So we're rooting for your Bucks down here in Chicago as well, and always rooting for a good Midwestern company to be successful. Dave Jones is the Senior Marketing Communications Manager for Brohn. Their website is brohn-newtone.com. Dave, thanks so much for getting up with us this morning. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lou. Great talking with you.
That's awesome. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to my dad.
He's America's home improvement hero.
He's really tall.
He's Lou Manfredini, and this is House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Franks and Mattson. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, Frank. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Finn, I have garage doors that face the west. They're steel doors. They're made by Kopech. And the sun over a 20-year period of time is, you know, provides some discoloration and now flaking when I washed and cleaned the doors. And I read in the manual that you can paint these doors. Is that a good idea? Have you seen painted steel doors?
Sure. You can paint the steel door. That's not a problem. And what is the overall finish looking like?
Well, it's starting to dull a little bit, and the flaking is caused in spots some discoloration. They're an almond color door, light color door, and over 20 years, the sun is, you know, right, facing the west, is, you know, taking a toll on the color of the door.
So
of the doors.
So you want to. You want to do the same color, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I would, if it were me, I would take a sanding sponge and I would sand it down and then wipe it down and then use a metal paint in the color that you want and roll it. Like I would use a foam roller. I'd probably use like a Rust-Oleum product on that. And you'd get a really nice hard finish that would last, no question.
Will it look pretty much like when they were first installed?
Yes, especially if you use a foam roller, because the foam roller will just put a nice film on there. The trick with these doors, you know, with the metal is that to really do a good job, okay, are you in an area where if you kept that door open, you know, for a few hours, you know, I mean, here's what I want you to do with the panels, right? You're going to open the door and you know how the panel will fold away and then you'll expose each panel.
Yeah.
I want
yeah.
you to prop that up with a 2x4 or something so that that edge is there and you can get that edge painted as well.
Okay.
Paint one panel, let it sit there for a few hours, right? And then lower it. You know, that paint can be a little tacky. You don't want to do it on super hot days. The fact that the Rust-Oleum is a mineral-based, you know, petroleum-based product, rather, it takes a little longer to dry. And so maybe you do one or two panels at a time, let it dry for 4 hours, and then come back and do the other ones and just keep it open so that it's not closed on itself so you don't get any peeling. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Foam roller, sand it, wipe it down, paint it. And you're a happy man.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Have a great day.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. Hey, join me, Lou Manfredini, and Lindsay, as we broadcast live from 115 Bourbon. Well, this is a commercial. Would you like me to start something else? Join your Chicagoland Garden Center and proven winners, the number one plant brand in the fight against breast cancer. You decide what this means. Purchase Invincible Spirit Hydrangea and a dollar to breast cancer research. Invincible Spirit is pretty and tough. It's a native hydrangea adapted to our crazy climate. That's why it blooms every year, year after year, even after the coldest Chicago winter. Insist on Invincible Spirit and other award-winning Proven Winners shrubs sold in the distinctive white Proven Winners container.
Well, I've got a flagpole, and the rope broke, and I can't raise the flag because the rope is broke.
Well, we need somebody that has a 16-foot stepladder. You know who I think I would contact? Go walk down to the firehouse and ask them if they'll do you that favor.
You're listening to your handyman of Saturday mornings.
And let me ask you this. Can you bake, Hank?
Oh, yeah. I'm great at that.
Lou Manfredini.
Well, then maybe some cookies or cupcakes when they come over. I've never been a fireman, but I don't think they say no to free food.
On House Smarts Radio.
That's no problem. I've been a policeman for 35 years, so I know all about donuts and stuff.
On the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome in. Last hour of House Smarts Radio, 9:11 in the morning. This hour of our show, sponsored by Phoenix Brick, Fox Home Center, Ace Hardware, and by Design First Builders, 312-981-7200. John Williams is off this Saturday morning. He's doing one of his Thomas Jefferson talks. Sold out show. Very excited for John and all the people that are going there. Should be a lot of fun. We wouldn't know about that, Joe Brand and I, or Lindsay, or Don Kleppen, about what those shows are like, because they're always on Saturday mornings.
You think he's trying to keep us out?
I don't know. Seems like it's always...
Weren't you guys talking about heckling him earlier?
No, here's what I'm thinking. This is where John needs me, okay? Because I was out to dinner with the lovely Mrs. Williams and his lovely wife Brenda and John, and I said, you see, if it were me, I would do this as an evening show so people can go have a couple cocktails, right? Because... look, the show is very informative, but it's also very funny, right? As we know, I mean, you've been to a comedy show, right, Don?
Oh, yeah. Comedy is late night, man.
And not only that, it's a couple of cocktails. You're loosened up a little bit, right?
Yeah, especially with historical stuff.
Right? Right, exactly.
Loosen it up.
Is this history? Are you talking in there with your microphone in there, or are you just talking to yourself?
Oh, hey.
Hi.
The area?
Yeah, right.
There
you're having conversations with people. Anyway, if he would have it in the afternoon or the evening... like, I think would be a day drinking opportunity, right?
It's brilliant.
4 o'clock.
I like where your head's at.
Right?
It loosens up the crowd a little bit.
Right, loosens up the crowd a little bit.
Yeah.
And we heckle the ex-president.
I'd vote that through.
And then, you know, then you make a meal out of it,
yes.
Right? Then you go out to dinner.
Yes.
And you talk about all the things that you learned. It's educational and fun.
Yeah. As opposed to, I don't know.
I'm sure it's educational and fun now, but it's in the morning.
Yeah.
Then it's like, what am I doing? It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
By noon, what am I doing now?
And
right?
I got to start drinking at 9.
Exactly.
And my whole day's out of whack.
Right. I'm too old for that. I can't do that kind of stuff. I can't do the 9 a.m. drinking. I can't do the, what do you kids call it when you used to go before a football game? What's it called?
Pre-game.
Pre-game. See, yeah, right. Pre-game. Did you call it that, Lindsay, when you were in college? Was pre-game a thing?
Yeah.
I'm old.
It's not even just football games. It's
it's not like anything, right?
Anything you go.
We're going out to dinner. Let's pregame.
Exactly.
I've got to walk the dog. Not until I pregame.
I'm going to the library.
I'm going to pregame. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Chicago, where Trinidad is on the line. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
Yes, two quick questions. The first one is, we built a garage a few years ago, and we used a split face block, and when it rains, the interior side of the block, there's moisture. You can see wet spots all over. What product do you recommend in order to prevent the moisture on the interior side of the garage?
Single-story garage?
Yes.
Okay. That split face is just problematic, I mean, with this moisture issue, and even though they seal it. But here's what I want you to do. I'm pretty sure you can use this on the split face block, but I want you to contact them directly. You heard me talk about this concrete sealer called Bone Dry.
Okay, yes.
Okay, BoneDryProducts.com is the website. They're based out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And call them and ask them if it can be used on split face. I think it can. And if it can, you're done. It's going to work.
Okay.
Second question?
Yes. The second question is, have a multi-use building that has a storefront. And the entrance, there's metal, and then there's two metal columns. What paint do you recommend I have to get rid of the old paint, but what paint do you recommend to protect that metal floor and the metal columns?
So it's not, it's like a cast iron metal tread?
Yes.
It's like a cast iron metal tread. You know, the thing is, whatever you paint on that is not going to, because it's a contact, you know, people are going to wipe their feet and kick it, it's going to chip away. Is there any paint on it currently?
Yes.
How big of a tread is this?
I guess a standard entrance.
It's probably like, what is it, 4 feet deep or something and 5 feet wide or something like that?
Yeah, approximately, yeah.
Okay, if it were me, I'd remove all that paint.
Okay.
And go down to the metal and just let it be bare metal, which would be the better way to go. When I was at the International Home and House, or the International Hardware Show, excuse me, confusing my shows. The National Hardware Show in Vegas. I met these guys from a company called Dumond, D-U-M-O-N-D. And they make, we have to talk about this product, Lindsay. They make a citrus base paint stripper that when you open it up, it looks like, hand cream or the lotion Cetaphil? Have you ever seen that with the, when you take the lid off, it's like a jar and it's, you can scoop it out with your fingers. Like people with eczema use Cetaphil. I think it's called Cetaphil. Is it Cetaphil? Is that what it's called? Cetaphil? It's like that consistency. You can stick your finger in there and hold your finger up all day long. You put this on that metal, they're using this stuff to take the paint off the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
Put that on that tread, let it sit there, scrape it away, and go from there. As far as the rest of the paint goes, somebody needs to call Rust-Oleum because they owe us money today because I've said their name so much. Use Rust-Oleum metal paint, direct-to-metal paint, with a rust stop inhibitor in it. Paint that on the column, but for the tread, I would not paint it.
Okay.
All right, and call the guys at Bone Dry, bonedryproducts.com, and you tell Jim that I told you to call.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
I'm a loyal listener.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening. 9:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
At the track.
Today is Carlos Rodon bobblehead day on the South Side.
Going to the wall. It's gone. Gone. Gone.
The Sox take on the Blue Jays, and the first 20,000 people in get a Carlos Rodon bobblehead. The pregame here at 12:35. The first pitch at 1:10.
Hey, it's Carlos Rodon. White Sox baseball plays here, the flagship home of the Chicago White Sox. 720 WGN.
If you're anything like me, you love a beautiful bathroom, but you don't want to spend a fortune remodeling or wait forever for your online orders to come in. That's why for all my bathroom needs, I go to Builder Supply Outlet. They always have beautiful vanities, tops, and fixtures in stock and ready to take home today. Tom, show me what's new.
Well, Lindsay, speaking of bathrooms, check out our new vanity collection, Newport Millstone. These vanities just landed in all of our stores in sizes from 24-inch to 60-inch.
These vanities are gorgeous. Dovetail construction, soft close, doors and drawers.
Oh, Lindsay, you sure do know a lot about vanities.
I've been here once or twice before, but what I love most is this driftwood-inspired look. It looks like something you'd find at an expensive furniture shop, but at Builder Supply Outlet, a 30-inch vanity is only $3.39.
And now you can tune up your bathroom for less.
Builder Supply Outlet is located just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview, or visit BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
Great athletes, they're smart. They see the entire playing field with great peripheral vision. They seem to communicate seamlessly. That's why your local Chevy dealers have the smartest athletes on the road. Forward collision alert, lane change alert with side blind zone alert, and front and rear park assist. Chevy All-Stars constantly track the road and traffic. With available 4G LTE Wi-Fi, your Chevy can connect up to 7 devices for seamless communication. Talk about smart. Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, and it gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Right now, get 0% APR financing on the all-new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star, or get $7,500 in total savings, plus $1,500 and down payment assistance when you finance with GM Financial. Look, the choice is yours. Head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. It is one smart move.
Want to change the look of your brick home? Phoenix Brick transforms your bricks to a new look. A brick by brick, a mid-century mod, or the latest in brick design trends. Visit PhoenixBrick.com.
Thanks, Ernie. Hey, have you noticed any cracked or sinking concrete around your home? How about your driveway? Sidewalks, garage floor, or patio. Besides looking bad, uneven concrete makes it easy to trip and fall, which poses an unnecessary safety hazard. Would you like to fix the problem? PermaSeal has the solution for you. PermaSeal's poly-level foam can be injected beneath concrete surfaces, leveling and preventing future settlement. Call PermaSeal today for a free evaluation. Unlike traditional mud jacking methods, poly-level foam is lightweight, so it doesn't add extra weight to the already sinking an unstable area. Stuff's great. PermaSeal Poly-Level Solutions is done with minimal disruption, quickly and at a fraction of the cost of concrete replacement. Poly-Level is the best, most durable solution for your sinking or uneven concrete. Don't replace it. Raise it. You know who to call. PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. 800-421-7320. What happened? 70. Where did it go? Huh. 73. Normally they have that. I got the 7346. PermaSeal. Hold on. PermaSeal. 800-421-S is 7. E is 3. 73. A, 2. L, 5. 7325. Well, but I wouldn't. That was my thing when I looked at you and I put my eyes and I did this and I hit the thing and then you went back over here. And then I would go, or go to 421-SEAL. PermaSeal.net.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Shane Monzuris and Pete McMurray coming up at 10 this morning for John Williams. Kim is in Addison. Hey, Kim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What can I help you with?
I have about a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would seal it and then maintain it daily so it keeps the shine.
Okay. You're going to do three things. You're going to go to the hardware store, and you're going to buy granite gold cleaner, polish, and sealer. But you're going to do it in this order. You're going to clean it with the granite gold daily cleaner. Then you're going to take the sealer. He's 20 years old, and as far as you know, you've never sealed it?
Correct.
Okay. So then you're going to spray the sealer on. You're going to take a microfiber towel, and you're going to buff it into the material. And that's going to seal the top. Then you're going to put
there's two of them. There's a granite, there's a cleaner and a sealer, correct?
And then the pot, and then a day later, you're going to use the polish. And you're going to get that shine, and stuff's just going to slide over the top of it, and you're going to be like, look at my new countertops. I love them.
Sounds good.
All right.
That's what I needed to know.
Three of those things, and you'll be good to go, Kim.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. This is Catherine in Glenview. Hi, Catherine. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. What's going on?
I have a pocket door that is off the track, and I can't open or close it. Thank God it's open, so I can get into the bathroom.
Is it the when the door is open? Is it completely off of the track, like it's hanging?
Right, it's like it's hanging on one of the tracks.
Right,
or just one of the
When I'm looking at the opening with the pocket door, is the door to my right, or there's a door to my left? When I'm on the outside of the bathroom?
It's to the right.
Okay, so when the door's in the pocket, the part of the door that you can see the track hanging there.
I can see... No.
Excuse me, the rollers. Can you see the rollers?
No.
You cannot?
It's all, you know, the trim is all covering it. I can see the track if I look up.
Right. But do you think that came off of the roller itself?
I don't know.
You don't know. All right. Well, there's a couple. And how old is this house?
This is a 10-year-old addition.
Okay. The pocket doors, there's a bunch of different pieces of hardware that come in to pocket doors. It could be a track system with four wheels, and then it has a little... rod with a head that goes into a keyhole piece of hardware that it could have come off on. In order for you to do this, you have to first locate the wheels, which are probably still on the track, and you may be able to get that with if you go to that that Glenview Ace Hardware in your neighborhood there, they'll sell you a magnet on a little flexible pole.
I already have one of those.
Then go up in there and grab the roller and pull that roller out, okay? So that should slide out. So now you'll see it when you look up at the track. And you'll be able to see what is on the end of that. And then if you pull the door out, now that it's hanging on one side, you should be able to put your hand up there and feel the little piece of metal that it slides into. And if you line all that up, you can hold it with one hand. I mean, it's tight. I mean, in the perfect world, you take all the trim out, but it can be done like this. You hook it back up, you lock it in place, and then you're in and out of your bathroom, no problems. If that doesn't work, you have to take off one side of the trim, of the header trim, you know, that goes across the top. And then there's a piece of wood. When you look up at the track, there's probably two pieces of wood on either side of the track. That piece of wood trim needs to come out.
Okay.
So that's a little more involved. You probably can get this done on your own with the way I just described it and get it back up there. Appreciate the phone call. 9:27 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You know what it is. House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
312-981-7200, 10 minutes left. Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris coming up in for John Williams today. Pete's in Arlington Heights. Hello, Pete, you're on WGN.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have, last year, 2 years, I've been having a water or air buildup in my water line. And it's, you know, I dump the line and it goes away for about 3 weeks and it comes back. I wonder if you have any ideas.
Anything going on in your neighborhood, city, work, any new construction anywhere around there?
Nope, not at all. And I've had no changes to any of the faucets or the water pipes for many, many years.
Hot water heat? How do you heat your home?
Oh, hot water heater.
With a boiler?
No, just a hot water heater, gas.
So forced air is what you're using right now?
Yeah.
And you continue to get air in the lines.
It's It gets so bad about every 3 weeks. I've got to, like I said, you know, drain it all the way down so it stops.
I'm wondering if you're getting some kind of back siphon from your toilet valves. How many bathrooms?
Three.
And the age of the toilets, they're all... the same age as the house?
No, they're much newer. I'd say they're 10 years old or newer.
A lot of times when you continue to get air in there, you could be getting a little siphon back from the valves. You know, the valves in toilets are all plastic.
Right.
And it could be that you're getting a little hiccup where you're getting some siphon that's going back in there, coming from there. My guess, if you continue to... Because the thing is, if you drain the system and then it's fine, and then it all comes back. My first thing would be change all the fill valves in the toilets.
Okay.
Turn the main off, drain it all down, change the fill valves, fill it all back up, and see if that solves your problem.
Okay.
All right?
I'll try this.
Give it a shot. Appreciate you calling this morning. We'll be right back.